Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In 49 other states, football is just a game. But this is Wisconsin.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl. The Lombardi Trophy is coming home.
Wisconsin fans demand the best. The best analysis. The best interviews. The best coverage. And no one delivers like the Bill Michaels Huddle.
Welcome. It's the second hour of the Bill Michaels Huddle. We are broadcasting live. We're at the Red Zone is where you can find us. And we are here on South Howell in Milwaukee. If you want to come by and say hello, we'd be glad to have you here. Thanks for the crowd that's in here already. And the crowd's been steadily growing throughout the evening. We got here about 5:30-ish before we went on the air tonight and continues to get bigger and better. Next week, by the way, going to be at Coach's Pub on South 13th Street in Milwaukee as well, not far from here, so going to see you over there hopefully as well if you can't make it tonight. We are brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, the Bud Light Street Team here as well. Mike Clements from NFL Sirius Radio alongside Bart Winkler from Sports Radio 105.7 FM, the Fan's Morning Show, our flagship station out of Milwaukee along as well. And guys, so we were talking about Kirk Cousins, and Mike, you said you had trepidation about this game upcoming with the Minnesota Vikings. And you wanted to explain why this game bothered you.
Well,
coming out.
You know, the Vikings defense is, you know, one of the best in the business. But I'm not worried about Xavier Rhodes. I think Davante Adams can be competitive with him, you know. I'm not Harrison Smith, all the respect in the world. But I think that, you know, Jimmy Graham and these guys, and Aaron Rodgers, if he's out there and, you know, can play at a certain level, can compete. It's the Vikings defensive line, and that's after what I saw Sunday night in Green Bay against the Chicago Bears. So the game starts, and of course we're all looking at 52 Khalil Mack. And the first snap, this guy lights up, lines up over Bulaga, and puts those two big arms into his face, and with speed pushes Bulaga back 7 steps. Now Bulaga is literally on the back of his heels. He's keeping his feet in front of him, and he's keeping Mack from getting around him. But you just don't see Brian Bulaga get pushed back like that,
right?
You know, especially from a guy about the size of Khalil Mack. Because, you know, he's kind of average size, but just brutal, unbelievable forearm strength to beat Bulaga. As the game goes on, and even at halftime, Bulaga's looking at the iPad, and he's rethinking his technique and all that because he's trying to figure out, well, what can I do to win? Because he lost the battle. And he admitted that to us. And, you know, we had that on Bill's show on the post game and on Monday as well. So there's that concern. And the next thing is I had this story where I talked about when Jason Taylor, the former defensive end for the Miami Dolphins, walked through the press box Sunday night. He was there doing the broadcast for Westwood One. I had this flashback to McCarthy's first year. We're down in Miami playing the Dolphins. Chad Clifton. Am I doing a Mike Clemens here for you?
No.
Before the show's over, he's going to have to do an impression of me.
I would never.
An impression of me live here, right while I'm sitting.
I would never.
So
Brian Angelico,
Chad Clifton is the
University of Kentucky. Go ahead.
He gets food poisoning from a bad outing at Cratchell's Crab Shack the night before. So they take Darren College from left guard and kick him out to left tackle. And the guy back in the station in Milwaukee says, Jason Taylor's going to kill Darren College. And he did.
Yeah.
Had him for lunch. So this new coach of the Green Bay Packers, offensive guy, is very inventive. And he takes David Martin, the big tight end, and just moves him like a fullback right over there. Just moves him right over and shuts down Jason Taylor. So I thought if Khalil Mack gets in the backfield, that's how they're going to stop the leaking, right? Mercedes Lewis. 267 pounds. You bring him up from Jacksonville. I love that game we saw at Jacksonville together, by the way. It's one of my favorites. You bring him up from Jacksonville. You know how many snaps he had against the Bears? Seven.
Yeah, what was that?
Why aren't you using this guy? And I asked McCarthy about that Monday afternoon in the press conference. He says, yeah, you know, we thought that we could take care of Mac and those other outside considerations. He says, our problem was the interior line. So you go back and you watch the tape, and he's absolutely right.
Justin McCray got eaten alive.
By Hicks.
First half, especially.
Akeem Hicks just outsized him and more power. And, I mean, he was more than he can handle. And he fought, and there was plays where he didn't necessarily get around him, but he just swallowed him. And Lane Taylor is not 100%, I'm here to tell you. I spent a little time with him last night, mm-hmm. you know, off campus, and he's hobbling around, man.
Yeah.
He missed most of camp, right? He didn't play with a thigh injury and those kinds of things. So he's out there fighting the brave fight. And Corey Linsley whiffed on some blocks between Hicks and Eddie Goldman. Bullard, and then that Roy Robertson-Harris. Oh, my. From the Bears' defensive line. It does not get any easier this week with the guys that you're going to face against with the Minnesota Vikings. So today we talked to Joel Philbin about, man, what happened to your offense and your offensive line, particularly in the first half.
You know, I think our guys knew who they had and everything. We just didn't execute the fundamentals. A couple were combination blocks. One series, and we showed the guys in the film on Monday. I showed the whole unit. I mean, I was up there with the remote, and then, you know, a couple guys. We had some free runners in the first half, and in the core of the front that got loose. That, you know, you can't have a productive run game when you're turning a guy loose. You're running the ball to the right, and there's a free guy sitting right there. I mean, that makes it awful hard. But we obviously, we got to do a better job. We got to be more productive and get off to a better start there.
So, Bill, that's up against the Bears' front line.
That's Sheldon Richardson, Linval Joseph,
yeah.
Daniel Hunter.
That's
Everson
the guy.
Griffin coming Everson on
Hunter's
the defense.
The guy.
Now, Bakhtiari.
Bring Anthony Barr from many different places.
Bakhtiari handled Griffin last year. But you brought in Sheldon Richardson, who was, you know, a monster with the Jets. I think he had, you know, some off-the-field issues, a DUI. Then he's with the Seahawks for 1 year. But the Vikings bring him in. Under a one-year deal. And, I mean, he's just a monster, Barry. 6'3", 600, 300 pounds, really tremendous upper body strength that he's going to line up right over that interior line. And you know, Zim is still going to use what he calls that, you know, mug double A thing. And we saw him do that with the Bengals. He'll take his two biggest dudes and put them right over the either shoulder pads of the center and just drive the A gaps for the whole game. Take out the two guards, take out the center, but drive right up the middle through the game. He did that in Cincinnati. He's been doing that with the Vikings as well. And so Joel Philbin's been looking at this tape of Sheldon Richardson chewing up the 49ers offensive line the other night. By the way, they had to send two of their offensive linemen to the locker room with injuries. That's how tough the Vikings defensive linemen. So here's your offensive coordinator, Joel Philbin, on the tape he's watching of the Vikings led by Sheldon Richardson on the defensive line.
Yeah, he looked good in the film the other day. I mean, he looked good. Looks like he's in good condition. It looks like, you know, he's obviously got good get-off and plays with leverage. And, you know, he's a handful. He's a good football player. That certainly is, it's a good front. There's no question about it. And, you know, they know the defense. They've been in the defense for a while. Those guys have gotten a lot of production out of that for a long time. And, it keeps you up at night. There's no question about it. And there's a variety of things that they do out of it. It's not just a blitz package. You know, they bail, they bluff, they bring guys from all different angles, and twist guys. And so they do a really nice job. And that's, I think, any time that you play them, you have to be prepared. You have to have some answers, and you know your players have to be confident in what they're doing when that type of scheme exists.
So they're going to keep him up at night.
Mm-hmm.
So between now and Sunday, Joe Philbin's not sleeping too much.
I think Aaron Rodgers and Devontae and Geronimo can compete with that Vikings defense. I'm really concerned right over the middle of the Packers' offensive
line. But
what
neutralized that in the second half was 3 and 5 step drops, get rid of the football, and let yards after the catch take care of itself. And I figured from the very beginning this was going to be the way that they were actually going to be able to beat the Vikings, to just be able to move the ball up and down the field. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. We are broadcasting live here at the Red Zone. We are on South Howell Avenue here in Milwaukee. If you want to stop in and say hi, please feel free to do so. Also, some Bud Light specials tonight. Bud Light Street team here as well. Come on in and win some prizes. Bart Winkler's alongside, so is Mike Clemens. We got more of the Bill Michaels Huddle right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. We are glad you are on board today. Hopefully you're having a fantastic time. We certainly appreciate you hanging out with us. We are broadcasting live at the Red Zone here on South Howell Avenue in Milwaukee. Red Zone filling up nicely. And I tell you what, they got taco night tonight. Those are really good.
They really are. Everything's fresh on them. The veggies are fresh on them.
Ground beef and just a little bit of lettuce and a tomato and a taco shell. And
just right on the hot, sauce. Man.
Taco night. Yeah, the hot sauce is fantastic. Nicest people here, too. That's the one thing about it. I mean, a lot of bars, we deal with a lot of bars on a regular basis, but what makes the bar different is always the people, and great people here. Great bartenders, great owner, and the guy running the kitchen. I don't even know his name. What's his name? Do we know?
Taco guy.
Really nice guy. Really, really nice guy, and I wish I got his name. That makes me kind of pathetic. It really does. Thank you. Hey, we appreciate you. You're a great guy. I don't even know his name. You know? I feel like a game show
host. His name
host.
Is Matthew.
Yeah, I feel like a game show host. You know, hey, it's great to have you. Hi, you don't remember me? No,
hi,
I really
you're just
don't.
Another face in my life.
Yeah, no, but he's really a nice guy. He came over, wanted to take care of us, and man, I really appreciate that. So I got to get his name, and I will make sure that we'll give him the verbal tomorrow, for sure.
Unless you'll forget.
Find his, no, I won't. No, I'll write it down. I'll write it on my hand. I'll write it on the bandage that's over my thumb.
Oh, yeah.
I look at that all the time. So there you go. Coming up here at the bottom of the hour, we're going to start getting our picks in for what's coming up this weekend. If you're going to follow along at home, see if we're correct or incorrect. Missed a couple last weekend. Man, I tell you what, that Tampa Bay game, never thought Tampa Bay would go into New Orleans and get a win. That was somewhat shocking. I was blown away that a rookie quarterback starting for the Jets, his first ever attempts even throwing a pass in the NFL, he just shellacks the Detroit Lions. So there was a couple of misses this past week. I'll see if I can't redeem myself this week. Meanwhile, talking about this matchup between the Minnesota Vikings and the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers, now I think I have to predicate this by saying when he's healthy, the Packers have won 11 straight games at Lambeau Field in the month of September, and in those 11 games, Aaron Rodgers completed 279 of 389 passes, 69.4 percentage rate, 34 touchdowns, only 4 picks, and Rodgers has recorded a 100-plus passer rating in 12 of his 19 starts against the Vikings.
There was that stat.
He's had their number.
There was that stat that when Aaron started, when he took over for Brett 10 years ago, 2008, his start was 6 wins and 6 losses at Lambeau Field. And, of course, everybody forgets, too, in 2008, after the meltdown with Brett, that he lost both tackles, too. You know, Alan Barber was out there right tackle, and he was getting killed. So then he starts turning things around by his second season, and now his record at Lambeau is something like 58-1.
Yeah, it's.
I think it's what that
is. That what it is?
Yeah. During the regular season at Lambeau Field.
The last 10 games against Minnesota, including the playoffs, Rodgers has thrown 20 touchdowns and 2 picks. He's the only player to have 4 games with 4-plus touchdown passes, with 0 interceptions against the Vikings. No other quarterback has had more than 2.
You guys trying to tell me right now that Rodgers is a good quarterback? Is that what's happening?
I'm trying to see where Aaron Rodgers just overall. I'll have to do this a little bit later and see if I can't find this.
When we get into the prediction part of the show, I'm not going to. Are you guys going to do the, well, if Rodgers plays, I predict this. If Rodgers doesn't play,
No. He's going to play. He's playing. Yeah, he's playing.
Okay.
And honestly, if you want to go with the early choice, I'm picking the Packers to lose this game. Close. But I can't believe the Packers are favored by 2. It's basically a Minnesota by 1 type of game.
Right.
But the Packers are favored by 2 in this one. You haven't come close to beating this team. Now, granted, you didn't have Aaron Rodgers, but this team beat the hell out of you.
What do you think about the guys that are here from, what was the score last December, like 16 to nothing or something really stupid?
Yeah.
Do those guys, are they going to remember that this Sunday? Because that was a total, why are we playing this game? This means nothing to us. That was just a dumb game for both teams. I know Clinton Dix got a lot of criticism in that game. You do have a lot of turnover since that game, but I wonder if the guys that are still here, if they remember. You know, last time we saw this team, it wasn't when Barr took out Rodgers.
David Bakhtiari had told me on Monday night, you know, and I asked him, I said, you know, these rivalry games, he said, you know what, divisional games you always get up for, you know, because coach makes you get up for them. But Monday night or Sunday night was Sunday night and your first game of the season and you're opening a 100 seasons against the Bears. I mean,
could not lose that game.
You couldn't lose it, and it had its own hype. But he said, this one we circled. So, yeah, there's an emphasis on this game.
Here's another question. Does the noon start take some of the luster away that it's not a night game? Because now Packers-Vikings, I'm trained for a night game.
You know what? I would more think that this would have been one of those 3:15 games.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a regional.
Packers-Vikings.
You know. Yeah.
Noon?
Right.
Well, it's like Ravens-Steelers. Every time those two teams play, oh, it's on Sunday or Thursday or Monday, whatever. But Packers-Vikings at noon is so like...
Look at it this way. What are the games that are on later in the day? You've got the Cardinals and the Rams.
Yeah, that's the 3:25. You're going to have West Coast.
That's West Coast. The Lions on the road at the 49ers.
West Coast.
Raiders Broncos. That's CBS. West Coast. The good one, 4:25, is the Patriots and the Jaguars, but CBS. But the big one everybody's looking for is the Sunday night game, and that's the Giants and the Cowboys, both of these teams winless coming into this game.
And I get that they're not going to put the Packers on Sunday night 2 weeks in a row.
No. So should they be? Sure. I mean, the only other game you've got that would be an NFC Fox game, you're either going to have the Cardinals on the road taking on the Rams, and the Rams have certainly earned it the way they played, or the 49ers and Jimmy Garoppolo and opening up at home. Against the Lions. That's your regional games that are going to be Fox Sports.
Another interesting thing, when I get asked, I do interviews with stations in South Dakota and Minnesota, as we all do, and you talk to the opposing team. And I'm not kidding you. Every time I've done an interview in the last 6 months, they ask me a question about Anthony Barr. They're like, how mad do you guys feel about Anthony Barr? How mad are you that Anthony Barr took out Rodgers? When do we ever talk about Anthony Barr? We talk about Rodgers getting hurt.
Yeah.
We talk about how they weren't prepared.
Well, you say
but
Anthony
when do
Barr
we ever,
took him out.
But we never, like, they. You know what they think we do? They think we spend 20 minutes in a half-hour block.
Well, that was like Shane McClellan. We don't spend
we never
time
talk
on
about
Shane
him.
McClellan.
We he never talk about
thing.
Him.
The only thing Anthony Barr did was throw his body on top of Aaron Rodgers. He gave him extra oomph.
Yeah.
That was it.
But we never. They think
we
that we sit
no.
here like, with pictures of him in our
house.
In the dark Photoshop rooms that we all have.
But believe me, I'm sure there's...
Seeking and waiting our revenge.
There's probably Packers fans out there right now that wish Aaron Rodgers would come out and take him out at the knees with a ball bat. You know, I mean, that type of thing. Because he did... It wasn't dirty. He just hit him hard. I mean, that's the way you hit a guy. You drive him to the ground. You're taught to do that.
That's old-fashioned football.
That is old-fashioned
football.
I mean,
football. Greg Williams is in the classroom and he talks to these guys and encourages them to make hits like that. That's been going on. And now, of course, they keep adding rules, you know, every time someone does that. And, you know, you want to see that Rodgers maybe leave the game with a sore shoulder, not with a broken collarbone.
Right.
But, right.
You know, that's football. That's the way it's always been. I don't know if they're teaching it that way anymore. There's guys that have been in the league 20 years or more, like Mike McCarthy, like Dom. I'm telling you, is Dom Capers as nice as a laid-back guy as he was? Every once in a while, you know, just casually when we had a little bit more access to some of those position coaches, and you talked about a particular hit like last summer in camp, and they get this little grin on their face like,
right.
Yeah, that was kind of cool, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, they love the hits. The coaches love the hits. They love the violence. That's what the sport is all about. That doesn't make it necessarily bad guys.
For years and years and years, the best part about the NFL was when they used to play the highlights back on ESPN and the Monday Night Countdown. With the big hits of the week.
Yeah.
That's what everybody
jacked
tuned in
up.
For. It was jacked up.
Jacked up.
Who got jacked up?
And
then they said, oh, wait a minute.
And you know
guys are getting hurt. Oh, we shouldn't show that anymore.
And you know who stopped to
Meanwhile,
watch
the number
those
one, the number one game in America is either Madden and guys getting thrown to the ground or It's Fortnite, where you get paid to kill people.
And the guys, you know, who would stop in their tracks to look up at the TV screens to watch that jacked up thing, football players in locker rooms.
Right.
They loved it.
Yeah, they loved it.
They wanted
it.
To see if they were in it. They wanted to see other guys get creamed. That's why they play the sport.
He got what, Tom? He got jacked up.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was. And remember, they used to sell the DVDs back before you could just download it.
I have a VHS in my house called Collision Course of the biggest hits of 1983.
That's it. That's what they made the money off of.
I don't know why I have it. There's a cowboy on the cover.
I'll still never forget it. That's what was Facenda, his voice? And here he comes.
John Facenda.
And they got a hit where two guys hit one guy, and he's spinning in the air like the blades of a helicopter. And then the third guy, he's a Raider, just crushes him. By the time the camera fades, they only fade because the mortician was called. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, that's what they were making a living off of. And now they realize, oh, well, maybe guys were getting hurt. Maybe now that's part of it.
He got what, Tom?
We act like it's not a part of the game anymore, like we're not supposed to get excited. But how many times have you seen it in a stadium where somebody just gets clocked? And that's what everybody oohs and ahs over. That's the car wreck that is NASCAR.
That's what gets the clicks.
Yeah. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, it's time to look around the rest of the NFL. You got a game on the docket coming up tonight. The Ravens on the road in Cincinnati. That game just now getting underway on the NFL Network, CBS as well. We'll take our picks there and then go around the rest of the NFL. Coming up next in the Bill Michaels Huddle.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Broadcasting live at the Red Zone. We're on South Howell Avenue here in Milwaukee, and his name is Nick.
Nick.
Nick is the cook.
Thanks,
here.
Dude.
Nick, you're the man.
Nick.
Give it up for Nick.
Nick at the Red Zone.
That's some good tacos right there. That's some good tacos right there. And Nick's a hell of a nice guy, too. That's all the applause you give to Nick. Nick deserves more than that.
Yeah, Nick.
Come on.
Nick,
there
Nick,
you go.
Nick
is going to have all the women throwing underwear at him now. There you have it. Let's get into it. We've got the rest of the NFL. You got a game that just started a little while ago on the docket tonight. The Baltimore Ravens and the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals for home game. Ravens annihilated the Buffalo Bills last weekend. There's just something about the Cincinnati Bengals. They keep treading water. And if you had to choose a place to swim, and you were in Milwaukee, and you had, like, just above Bradford Beach by Concordia University, and you've got the clear blue water, right?
Yeah.
And then you've got Bradford Beach, and it's kind of every now and then contaminated, and you got to shut it down. And then you wait for a torrential downpour, and then you go swim by MMSD when they just release the poop soup. That's what Cincinnati treads in.
Wow.
They just are a horse crap operation, full of yes men to Mike Brown. They're never going to win while he's there. Okay. Marvin Lewis is okay, but the nice guy of a coach is coach.
Has he still not won a playoff game ever?
No.
What's he doing there then?
Because
why is he the coach?
Because his lips are surgically attached to Mike Brown's ass. That's why. I'm going with the Ravens. I'm taking Joe Flacco, the Ravens, and everything. A.J. Green is fantastic. I think they've got some quite – I mean, Mixon, the running back. Mm-hmm. With all the controversy that he had coming into the draft last year, Mixon is a hell of a running back. They've got him down there. They've got a decent offensive line, but it's just it's dysfunctional. They're never going to win, and I'm going to take the Ravens.
Yeah, and I don't know what the Bengals have got for a secondary to keep up with Flacco because he's on, and they're talking about maybe he was going to be replaced even during training camp with Lamar. But I'll take the Ravens.
They did use Lamar a little bit in different packages.
Yeah,
I took Cincinnati tonight. I went with the home team.
They were like giving up 3 points.
It was like a pick'em.
Yeah,
I looked at it, and this was far before I heard your rousing comparisons to how they are swimming in poop.
They're terrible.
Franchise.
You know, Lake,
I took Cincinnati.
Lake Erie off the shores of Ohio back in the 70s, the joke was if you were out in a boat and you lit up a cigarette, don't throw your match over because you'll set the lake on fire. That's how bad it was back then.
Well, if you caught something, you had to just immediately take it and flush it.
Yeah.
You know? That's what was there.
Pretty much.
So
wait, is that a fish?
No, it's not a brown trout. No. Dad, you can't skin it. No. You got Carolina going to Sunday's games. Carolina's on the road 1-0. The Falcons, who went toe-to-toe with the world champs, but came up one play short. Matt Ryan couldn't get the job done. I'm taking the Falcons at home. They've had 10 days to get ready for this thing. And what Cam Newton and company did against a bad Dallas team, only putting up 18, I'm sorry. I'm going to take the team that I believe can light up the scoreboard. That's going to be the Falcons at home.
The spread on this one's 6. I like Carolina to at least cover that. I think this might be the year we figure out, hey, this Matt Ryan guy's not as good as we think.
Well, we figured that out a while ago.
I'm going to take Carolina to win. Even though they're better at home, I think that the tide is turning on Atlanta. And I don't know if Freeman's going to be able to go yet.
You're pretty much everybody but Aaron Rodgers is overrated.
No, I like Cam Newton.
Do you? Okay, well, he's probably one of the most overrated guys there is.
Well, because he was sad after a loss once in the Super Bowl.
He can run.
He can throw.
And he can throw every now and then. But he's
this
never...
game depends on how much they use Christian McCaffrey, because he did not get the results that they were looking for on Sunday. And, I can obviously see Atlanta winning.
If you put the heart and mind of Aaron Rodgers in the body of Cam Newton, he's not even allowed to play in the NFL. He's that good.
Well, I think you put the heart and mind of Aaron Rodgers into Ryan Tannehill.
I'm talking about the overall ability, the physicality that Cam Newton brings, the strength of arm, the ability to run. Hell, he could probably play linebacker if he wanted to. But with that physique and that, he should be better than what he is.
I think a lot of the criticism on Cam is because he was pouty after a Super Bowl loss. I like him. I think he's a great quarterback.
I think he's an idiot because he doesn't lead. He leads when he wants to lead. But like I said, he's not one of the smartest, you know, guys out there.
Got on the Brewers Cubs.
Sure.
Do you want to go on this game?
On this game? For what? $100 for that?
We'll talk tomorrow. Maybe not
straight up, I'll take the Falcons. You take Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers.
Well, it's a +6. I get points.
I was at Super Bowl 50. Cam Newton was a jerk, and it's that part of his personality why his team didn't win a Super Bowl. That's why. I don't know if he'll ever win a Super Bowl with that kind of. Anyway. Greg Olson, he doesn't have him anymore. The tight end is gone for the Panthers. Deion Jones is the great linebacker for the Falcons. Had a foot injury against the Eagles. Now they had to put him on IR. I like the Falcons, though, because, man, those guys, at least at the start of the season, there's nobody faster on offense than the offensive unit of the Atlanta Falcons.
Either of you got A.J. Green on your fantasy team? You just scored?
No, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
There's my Cincy pick looking pretty good.
I'm happy for you.
Andy Dalton is Cam Newton. Same thing. He'll come out and have a great game. Look, the red rifle, the whole thing.
And Andy Dalton's Matt Ryan.
A week later, next thing you know, he's...
I think he's Matt Ryan.
Okay. They're interchangeable. There you go.
Can I tell you a story about Aaron Rodgers and fantasy football?
Do it.
About 5 years ago, I thought Aaron had said
feels like I dare you.
I thought he'd said something about fantasy.
Oh,
I thought he said something about fantasy. Actually, it turned out he was talking about Madden. Somebody said, do you play Madden? He goes, no, I think it dehumanizes players. Think about that. It's kind of deep. Yeah, it doesn't take into account that players make mistakes or there's a human there under the helmet and all that. And he's not at ease at people or kids that play a game for 7 or 8 hours.
It's also a very underrated teaching tool of the game.
So now... Right, there's...
Equanimeous St. Brown said something at training camp.
Yeah.
I learned what I know about football from Madden.
All these rookies do, exactly. So I brought that up to Aaron. I said, did you say that about fantasy football? He said, no, I like fantasy football. I like the challenge of individual players putting up the numbers. I'm cool with that. I said, I think it was about Madden. I said, and he said, what? I said, that you think that it dehumanizes players, that he wishes that people got to know the players a little bit more for, you know, here's what they look like and here's some of their interests off the field and those kinds of things. He goes, that's right. I agree with that. Yep. He said, sounds like something I would say. But I think that was an interesting take from him because, you know, he's a pretty deep guy.
That sounds like something he'd say.
It's not exactly like he's Rex Grossman. So,
speaking of dehumanizing players, the Buffalo Bills, they got shellacked last weekend. They are at home, and we talked about this, Bart. The Chargers 0-1, the Bills 0-1, but the Chargers got to go West Coast to East Coast. I will take the Bills at home in this one.
Yeah, I'm going to too. I think they're 7-point dogs. I've said so many bad things about the Bills this week, and they look so bad, and I still don't get the Nathan Peterman thing. But the Chargers having to go west to east, and I think they got a little air out of the balloon last week. They played, again, at this quote-unquote home stadium, which is a soccer field.
It's like an inflatable. It's like when people say, yeah, we got a pool, come on over, and you realize it's one of those big inflatables with a ladder in it.
The only reason that the Chargers franchise in L.A. is successful is a good idea is because it gives people that moved out to California from these other cities to go watch a game. If the Packers were to play there, it'd be packed with Packer fans. The Chiefs, it was packed with Chiefs fans. I am going to take the Bills in this one at home.
I think the Chargers will be happy to get out of their current temporary home field. And sometimes teams have better focus when on the road. I'll take Phil and the Chargers.
Browns on the road, taking on the Saints. The Browns tied the Pittsburgh Steelers. I can't for the life of me see the Saints losing twice in the Dome.
To the Buccaneers and the Browns?
Yeah, I can't
I'll
see
take
that.
The Saints.
Yeah, I'll take,
I'll
the,
take
Saints.
The Saints.
I'll take the Saints as well. By the way, I finally saw the last installment of
Hard Knocks
with the Browns. And let's see, it was the back, like the third string quarterback who got cut threw a deep ball to Jeff Janis. Jeff got cut too. You know who was making the cuts for the Browns? The Turk? Elliot Wolf.
Wow.
Elliot Wolf, he had to make those
Mr.
calls.
Mr. Pinkslip.
And say,
there you go.
Hey, how you doing? It's Saturday morning. It's Elliot. Yeah, I need you to come in. And, of course, the player knows he's going to get cut.
Yeah.
Dolphins on the road taking on the Jets. Jets looked impressive in Detroit. They're returning to the Meadowlands. The Dolphins 1-0 on the season. And this, there's going to be some games on the East Coast that may be affected by this hurricane and the weather before it's all said and done.
That might be too far north.
You know what? I'm just going to go with the Jets at home in this one. Just because.
For the same reason I can't see the Saints starting 0-2, I can't see the Jets starting 2-0. There's a lot of hype on Darnold right now.
They started off really fast last year and then tanked at the end.
I think Miami will come up there and get the win.
I'll take the New York Jets.
There you go. That's Mike. No explanation reason why. Just there you go. I'll
I was
take
looking
the
at the clock. They were giving me the wind it up signal.
Oh, no, we're going to do one
they
more.
They were afraid to tell another this. Madden story.
Chiefs on the road taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Chiefs, you know what? I like what the Chiefs are doing. I don't like the direction Pittsburgh's going, but just because they're at home, I'll take Pittsburgh at home with Big Ben. They go to 1-0-1 in the season.
Chiefs are a good team. I think they'll make the AFC Championship game, but Pittsburgh back at home, Big Ben in a he's comfortable in. James Conner had a nice day. I think
they've moved on from Le'Veon Bell.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I think Ben and Antonio hook up a couple times, and I like Pittsburgh.
I take the Steelers at home.
We'll come back with the second half of the schedule, including the Green Bay Packers at home against the Minnesota Vikings. Stay tuned. Final segment of the Bill Michaels Huddle. We are live here at the Red Zone on South Howell Avenue. Stop by, say hi here in Milwaukee. We got more right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Going to roll through these. It's the Bill Michaels Huddle, and we are live here at the Red Zone on South Howell Avenue as we continue our look around the rest of the NFL. Mike Clemens alongside Bart Winkler as well. Eagles on the road taking on the Buccaneers. Eagles, after that opening night Thursday night win, they now go down to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, a big win over the Saints. Still taking the Eagles in that defense. I think their quarterbacking is good. Their running backs are good. I think Doug Peterson's a hell of a coach. I'm taking Eagles on the road.
Nick Foles will be just fine. I'll take him over the Bucs.
You know, I think week two is harder to pick games than week one. And the fact that I'm even prefacing this game with anything means I'm going to take Tampa. I'm going to take Tampa. I think that Carson Wentz comes back sooner rather than later, not this week, of course. And I really believe that when Jameis Winston's healthy or back from suspension, they're going to stay with Fitzpatrick. I think Tampa's going to get a quote-unquote fluke win. They're not going to be any good this year. Philly will be. But I think Tampa wins this game.
Texans on the road taking on the Titans. The Titans and Texans, I thought, played extremely well up in
I wanted more from Watson.
Yeah, I did too. The way he played last year really gave me a lot of hope. But Going on the road in Gillette, I think a tough place. On the road in Tennessee, I think they get the win. Taking a road team.
I'll take the Texans.
I'm actually going to take Tennessee, not to keep disagreeing with
That's
you.
That's okay.
Tennessee, I like Tennessee. At
there
home.
You go.
I'd like to see Deshaun Watson.
I would, too.
Come up with a turn.
But struggled. Tennessee lost last week. I don't think they start 0-2.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think they do. They didn't play well at all. Colts on the road, taking on the Redskins. Colts at home. Frittered away the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm going to take the Redskins at home in this one.
Colts look good for three quarters. Boy, Andrew Luck doesn't have any help. I like Alex Smith and Jay Gruden. I'll take the Redskins at home.
This game, there's going to be a lot of bad weather, a lot of rain.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine the Colts in those all-white uniforms in a rainstorm outside winning a football game.
I love it.
I take Washington.
I love it. Cardinals are on the road taking on the Rams. This isn't even a game. Rams
13-point spread
yeah,
already.
Rams are going to kill.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You know, our boss, Tom Parker, asked me before training camp, so who's the team to look out for? And I said, I think it's the Rams. I think the way they came together the last month of last season, they got wins over the Seahawks, the Titans. They beat the Saints. These teams that finished strong like that, they won three out of four games, if you will, the last 6 weeks last season. And then I got to go to the combine, Bart, and we get to spend time with Sean McVay, their head coach. That dude is the real deal. And I was impressed how they came back and made adjustments and throttled the Raiders the other night. So, yeah, I'm definitely taking the Rams this week.
Then next one you have that's on the docket here, you've got the Lions on the road taking on the 49ers. Garoppolo looked pedestrian, but the Lions looked even worse. And I'll tell you what, Matt Patricia, I said this at the beginning of the week, he looked like Ray Rhodes. He looked like a guy that was a hell of a defensive coordinator, very organized, but then when you gave him the head coaching gig, he looked lost in the sidelines.
Like he looked confused.
Well, the only thing worse than their defense is Stafford with four picks.
But the Jets say they knew everything he was running.
Really?
What's that about?
Yeah, they said they could hear his signals and called him.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm going to take the 49ers at home.
I'll take the 49ers as well. Kyle Shanahan, by the way, Vikings were very impressed at the 49ers play calling. They had some problems with that. And Kyle Shanahan, that's how the Falcons got to the Super Bowl. So, the 49ers could get this thing going at some point and be a team that competes.
I'll take the Niners.
Raiders are on the road taking on the Broncos. The Broncos 1-0 to start the season.
Well, they're good at home in September,
right,
historically, and I think Denver will win again on Sunday.
Will there be a skunk in the visitors' tunnel in Denver with the Raiders taking? That was what a story that was, man. That's going to be the reality show all year long.
Is the Gruden's the worst coach in the league before they even coached a game?
Oh, that's awesome,
man. Gruden, what is he doing?
I'm pulling for the Broncos. I'm going to pick the Broncos.
I'm going to pick the Broncos as well, and I think it's just more in my heart than it is my head.
You know, I watched that game too the other night too. Derek Carr, he's got Jordy Nelson wide open, and why he throws that ball short? Like he thought Jordy was coming back, but that was like his second pick of the night.
Wow.
But Jared Cook, man, did you see him? Oh, every time I watch that guy play, again, you're looking at the pack. You just say, why did you let that guy go?
Yep, no doubt. Then you've got the Patriots on the road taking on the Jaguars.
I am too.
I'm taking the Jaguars.
Really?
Defense, yeah. It's the Patriots, Brady and Gronk. That's what they have.
What time is the kick?
That is a 425, 325 Central, 425 Eastern.
Because Bart and I went down to Jacksonville when the Packers were down. Hot football game of our life.
100 degrees.
Your mothers
ran feeding, out of water.
Mothers feeding their babies water in the concourse to stay out of the heat. It's a late. I'm going to take the Patriots.
Okay.
I've got the Jaguars. Giants on the road taking on the Cowboys.
Because it's Sunday night football, I like the upset. I like Eli
on the
road.
I like the Giants. Yeah. I have lost. Once he won that second Super Bowl, Eli has sucked swamp water. And I don't know. I'm taking the Giants just because I think Dak isn't much better.
I'm going to take the Giants too.
There you go.
Am I missing something here? Is there something going on?
No, he's filming something.
Me?
I don't know what he's doing. He's trying to film.
I was going to get our Packer prediction.
He's filming the
Packer. I forgot about Monday night.
Yeah, you got the Monday night game. You got the Seahawks and the Bears. I'm at home.
I'll take the Bears too.
I'm that's actually going to take the Seahawks.
That's a pretty good
I like
football
the dogs
team
this week. I really do.
There you go. Then the Sunday game that is the one of interest. It is a noon kickoff, Lambeau Field. The Vikings come a-calling. The Packers get a dramatic win led by Aaron Rodgers, who we all believe is going to play in this ballgame. Michael, you go first.
Green Bay Packers, and they're going to win this thing 27-17. 27-17. Another miracle is going to happen. I think they're going to play their tails off. 27-17, Packers.
Bart Winkler, give us your pick real quick.
I'm going to go Packers 28-23.
I am going a Green Bay Packers to lose to the Vikings. It is going to be 27-24, and they're not going to have enough, because until you beat that defense and you prove it to me you can, I don't know if they can. And without a mobile Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if it's going to happen.
These two Vikings fans here.
But yeah, I know. It pains me to say, because I know those two guys are going to get jacked up over there, but I'm just going with reality. They bring a hell of a defense into Lambeau Field. Did you get it? Did you get it?
I'm still taking the Packers. Go, Pack, go! Go, Pack, go! Go, Pack, go! Go, Pack, go!
So that's the way we're going to end it tonight here at the Red Zone on South Howe. I want to thank everybody for coming out. Thank our Bud Light Street team and Bud Light for being our sponsor for this program. Don't forget, next week we're going to be at Coach's on South 13th Street. You can find us there. Bart Winkler alongside tonight.
Thank you, Jay-Z.
Mike Clemens alongside tonight. Joe Zanzola pushing all the buttons back in the studio. That is it. It is time for us to get out of here. Have a fantastic night.
Michael's Sports Talk Network.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.